That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. If you've ever tried Alka-Seltzer for relief from headache pain, I know you agree there's nothing quite like it. Yes, the relief Alka-Seltzer brings is fast, it's effective, and it's pleasant and easy to take, too. Now, if you haven't tried Alka-Seltzer, well, the next time a headache comes along, just put it to the test. All you do to help yourself to this fast, effective, and pleasant relief is drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it down. The pain-relieving ingredient in Alka-Seltzer goes to work then, right away, to help you to the relief you want. Yes, you see, because Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when you take it, it's right ready to go to work on that headache discomfort. Now, I wonder how many of you folks always keep Alka-Seltzer on hand for fast relief from acid indigestion. Well, just remember, it's equally effective when a headache comes along. Yes, when headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore and make it two packages instead of one. For an extra on the side keeps the family well supplied. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Deputy Grandpappy Milford Spears finally became so suspicious of Abner's attempt to trade all his valuable property for something worthless that he put both Abner and Lum in jail until he could find something definite to pin on. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the jail talking to Lum.
Lum, you might just as well sit down. You've been pacing backwards and forwards in front of that door for might nigh 3 days. It ain't gonna help none. You can't get out of here.
I know it, but Granny's, I get the fibbity gibbish. Just can't sit down. I think I'm going stir crazy.
Well, you just take it easy. You're getting on my nerves, I'll tell you that.
Very odd is. Two of the leading citizens in Pine Ridge locked up in jail. And me, the justice of the peace.
Well, now, there ain't no use to get yourself so wild-eyed and tore up over it, don't you?
Don't blame that Ben Withers. If he don't come down here and let us out, I'm going to tear them bars right out of them windows.
Well, I wish you would, but personal, I don't think you can do it.
Strange, I would if I could. What in the world did you want to make them bars so big in the first place for? Well, just what it was they expected to have locked up in here.
Well, you were the one that insisted on it. Don't you know when they taken up a donate to build a new jail? You said you wouldn't go in on it unless they built it good and stout.
Yeah, that's right, Ed. I must have been clean out of my head insisting on something like that. Look at them things. I never seen such bars.
Well, of course, you never knowed you'd be locked up in here yourself sometime when you done.
Well, I wouldn't be now if we had a constable around here that had any sense. Dick Huddleston said he'd talk to Ben, but I reckon he never done no good.
No, he'd be doing good, though, if he got to talk to him, whether he got him to let us out or not. You can make Ben Withers hear anything you say, you're doing good, I'll say that.
Well, he can't lock us up in here. We ain't done nothing.
Well, maybe not, Lum, but we're here, and we've been here since Friday.
Yeah, but according to the statutes, he can't hold us in jail this way without some charges against us. What we ought to do is get out of writ of habeas corpus.
Get out of what?
What's the matter with you? Don't you know nothing about law?
Well, yeah, but I don't know nothing about them corpuses.
Well, what that means is when you want to get out of jail, you have to have a writ wrote.
A writ wrote? What happened to the corpuses?
Well, when you have a writ wrote, you've got a corpus. Only it's got a habeas in front of it.
Look, Lum, don't try to explain it to me. If it'll get us out of jail, let's get one. I don't care what it's got in front of it.
Well, that's the trouble. Ain't nobody here in town to get it out except me. If I could get it out to make one out, I wouldn't need it.
Uh-huh.
Never mind.
Well, maybe we better just forget that habeas corpus altogether. Is there anything else we can do?
I don't know. All I know is I want out of here. And on top of all that, I'm hungry.
Me too. That's bothering me more than being in jail. I'm about to starve to death.
Yeah, I'd almost rather starve than eat Ben's cooking. Abner, is any more of them canned goods over there?
No, I looked a while ago. I ate the last of them sardines for breakfast.
That ain't a fine how-to-do. Sardines for breakfast.
Well, have you tried that oatmeal that Ben raffled up?
Yeah, that's why I switched to sardines.
Doggy,
I don't know what I would give for some hot food. Reckon Cedric forgot to go by and tell Elizabeth to cook us up some victuals and bring them over here?
I told you before he left she wouldn't do it, Mom. You heard what she said last night. She ain't gonna turn a hand to help us till we admit to what we did to be locked up this way.
Well, we can't admit to nothing. We ain't did nothing.
Well, she thinks we have, or Ben Withers wouldn't have us locked up in jail here.
That's the stubbornest woman you've got, Abner. Never seen nothing like it in my whole life.
Yeah, she's awful set in her ways. Wait till Cedric gets back. We can send him down to Luke's Spirited Restaurant and get something to eat. Luke will credit us.
Yeah, the trouble is, Cedric went clean over to that gypsy camp to get that horse. It'll take him 6 hours to get back with him. If he gets him over here at all.
Oh, it oughtn't to take long. He can ride him back.
Ride him? You ain't seen that horse. He's a four. He can't hardly hold himself up.
Well, he must be in bad shape.
He was leaning against a tree when I thought for him.
Huh.
Just wait till you see him. I think it's the best deal we've made yet.
Well, I wish now you'd have swapped for something to eat.
Yeah, or if we just had them preserves you got on that list here. I know a good way to get shut of them now.
Me too.
I never knowed a fella could get so hungry in one day.
Well, I never knowed you could stand it for 3 days this way. Wait a minute, dog. There comes Cedric right now.
Where?
Coming right, daughter. Look out the window there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I reckon where the horse is at.
I don't know. Maybe he couldn't get him home.
Yeah, he's more likely too weak to walk this far.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yes, sir. That's more likely just about what happened.
Hey, Cedric, whereabouts is the horse?
Oh, he's over there at your place. I turned him loose in the lawn.
Well, good.
Did you have any trouble getting him home?
No, Mom, not particular. The best saddle horse I ever seen.
Did you ride him, sure enough, Cedric?
Oh, yes, Mom. He's a dandy. Boy, I'd sure love to have him for myself.
I guess them gypsies was glad to get shot of him, wasn't they?
Yes, Mom. They was all packed up ready to go when I got there, and they pulled out on just as quick as I'd taken the horse.
Well?
You talking about that being a sorry horse, Mr. Lum. I thought he was a good one.
Yeah, that's because you don't know nothing about horses, Cedric. Did you tell Abner's woman to cook us up some victuals and bring him over here?
Yes, Mom, I told her, but she said to tell Mr. Abner that she weren't going to feed him or help him get out here or nothing else till he confesses to her what you fellas has done.
See there, Mom, I told him.
Tried to get me to tell her what you fellas is in here for, but I couldn't. I never even knowed myself.
Well, that's the trouble. You or nobody else don't know. Dad, blame that Ben Withers anyway.
Well, don't blame him. Grandpap was the one that told us in here.
Yeah, but Ben was the one that deputized Grandpap, and he's the one that's keeping us in jail here, too.
Well, we can argue about that after we get something to eat. I'll tell you what, Cedric, you go over to Luke Spear's lunchroom and tell him to cook up everything he's got on the place and bring it over
here.
Yeah,
and hurry up, Cedric.
Well, Mr. Luke's closed up.
Closed up?
Yes, Mom, he's on his vacay.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That's a fine howdy do. Reckon we could get your mama to cook up something for us, Cedric?
Yeah, she's a good cook. Well,
the trouble is, she's over at Odin visiting her sister, Aunt Gussie.
Doggies, it just looks like they're bound and determined for us to starve to death.
Well, it looks like sardines again, Abner.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, Cedric, take my keys and go down to the store and get some lunch goods.
Yeah, and hurry up, Cedric.
Well, what do you want me to get now?
Anything you can find down there that looks good to eat.
Yeah, and get a move on yourself.
And bring all you can carry.
Yes, Mama, I'll be back directly.
Well, hurry up, get the moving. Longer, that'll be better than nothing, I reckon.
Yeah, I don't know where I can look another sardine in the face or not. Don't you reckon you could talk Elizabeth into cooking something for us, Abner? I need some hot victuals.
No, she said she wouldn't turn a hand till we admit to what we did. I told her we never done nothing. She just won't believe it.
Did you tell her that Grandpap just throwed us in here on suspicion?
1,000 or 100 times, but she don't think there's a word of truth in it. She's bound and determined we did something terrible, and she ain't going to be happy till she hears me say so.
Yeah, this looks to me like we're going to have to admit to something to keep from starving to death. Get her to send some victuals to us.
Hungry as I am right now, I'll admit to anything.
Let's see. Forgery's good.
No, Elizabeth never believed that. I have a hard enough time trying to sign my own name, let alone somebody else's.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have to think of something you can do, and that's going to limit us a little.
Yes, huh?
We'll think of something simple like stealing, maybe. Have you got a pencil?
Yeah, but I don't think nobody will ever believe I sold it. Look how little that is.
I don't mean that. I mean, I just want you to write a note to Elizabeth admitting to this crime, whatever it is.
Oh.
So on the way we can tell her. Ben won't let us use the telephone.
Yeah, sure. What'll I say in the note?
Well, I'd start out with Dear Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a good idea. D-E-E-R, dear. How do you spell out Elizabeth?
Well, you ought to know by now.
Make it Liz, huh?
Then put down, we hereby confess to... Do you like train robbing?
Well, I don't know. I ain't done a whole lot of it. Well, I ain't done none of it.
Better make it bank robbing. She's liable to think we ain't fast enough to catch a train.
Yeah, I like bank robbing. Seems a little more dignified. How much did we get?
Oh, I don't know. How does 10,000 strike you?
Well, let's see. Divide that half in two. That'll give us each one.
Well, we ain't actually going to get it, Sally.
Well, then, what are we going to all the couple? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now then, put down, please send us something to eat. Fried chicken, hot biscuits and gravy.
And pie.
And pie and cake. Hurry up and finish it. Here comes Ben. Maybe we can get him to take the note over to Elizabeth.
All right, I'm just about done here. Okay.
Howdy, Ben. How's everything going?
Just fine, thank you. Lon, I'm cooking up some special oatmeal with raisins in it. Would you fellas each like a bowl?
Not just right now, Ben.
Well, here it is. Ben, I wonder if you'd run this note over to my woman as quick as you can.
Well, I'd be very happy to oblige, Abner. I'll deliver it as quick as I get the oatmeal served. Wait a minute. I forgot what I came back here to tell you, fellas. I've been reviewing the charges against you.
Ben, I wish you'd hurry up and get this note to Elizabeth. It's pretty important to us.
Yeah, keep us from starving today.
Well, all right. What does the note say? Or is it personal?
Yeah, it's sort of personal.
Why?
I just hope she can read that handwriting of yours, Abner.
Oh, she can make it out.
It's not awfully legible.
Ben, don't read that.
Dear Elizabeth, we hereby confess...
Ben, I told you not to read that. That's personal.
Bank robbing for $10,000.
Ben.
Well, my stars alive.
Now, look, Ben.
Well, it's lucky I found out about this. And here I was just coming back to tell you I was going to release you because there's no real charge against you.
You was.
But now, bank robbing. You'll never get out of here.
Well, is everything going to boomerang against Abner and Lum? How are they going to clear themselves of this charge? You know, when a really hot summer day comes along, I think you folks will welcome this hot weather comfort suggestion. Listen, one, eat light, easily digested foods. Two, use a little more salt than usual with your meals. And three, for the headache and acid stomach upset that may add to your misery on a hot summer day, take Alka-Seltzer. Now remember, it's easy to help yourself to the fast, welcome relief Alka-Seltzer can give. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, then drink the sparkling, effervescent solution this makes. And see how soon you feel better. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can bring you relief in a hurry. So, keep a supply of Alka-Seltzer on hand all of the time, friends. Remember, when those tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more Alka-Seltzer. Remember this. Don't take chances on getting all the essential vitamins you need from your food. Supplement your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Don't take chances. Lack of vitamins can cause you to feel under par, run down, keep you from feeling your best and so looking your best. Don't take chances. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Yes, for a basic daily vitamin supply, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Don't take chances. Only $2 for 60 capsules, a two-month supply. Potency is guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule. Listen again tomorrow and every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, listen to it fizz. That's Alka-Seltzer's way of wishing you real relief from the miserable discomfort of a nagging headache. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer now if you have a headache and see how much better it can make you feel. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.